Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Rob Sutter, our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. Joe's here. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, bad liberal, and a 100 other bad words.
I have a last name. Did you know that? You just said Joe's here. Joe who?
Joe Sear.
Joe Sear, all right.
You can see the future. Joe's a seer.
Oh, I do see the future.
Joe Sear, and on the market. What else do you want me to say about you,
Gene? Well, you say I'm in charge of global tsunamis and volcanoes, and I'm taking on tsunamis again, too.
Aren't you glad you didn't take drought, global drought?
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one.
You never know what to do. You can't make it rain. Although I like your rain dance.
Oh, it's a good one. I've been working on it for years.
Well, it's going to work today. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can talk about former president being indicted, the current president
being
under investigation.
You don't think we're going to talk about that, do you?
What, about President Trump's indictment?
Yeah.
No, because it's not really top of the mind. It happened last week, so why would we talk about it today?
Well, I think because there's been so much talk about it over the weekend. I thought it was very interesting. Did you see Howie Kurtz yesterday?
No, I did not.
He was analyzing the media coverage of it, and it's very fascinating, really. You know, I think that, well, you want to finish the program, starting the program.
So well, I did say the number, okay. So that's there. If you have an opinion about the indictment of the president, a lot of folks say that it's exactly the same as Hillary Clinton, who was investigated because of her email uses of the server, but never indicted. So lots of folks say that's the same. I think there are some differences, but certainly some similarities, too. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. But you have to include the keyword OTM. Joe's like a trained dog. We got him to be able to check the text connects messages. Although I tried to show Ben again on Friday, and he says, well, I can do it, but it just seems silly. Why do you have to do it this way?
See, because it's only one way to do it.
Right. He's a manager, so he says why.
Yeah, well. All right. So here's
the
thing.
You were going to say.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people saying, you know, well, as you just did, Hillary Clinton, why didn't they indict her? Why don't they indict Joe Biden? That's kind of beside the point. I think it's a relevant point, but it's beside the main point. The question to me is, did Donald Trump do something that endangered the security of the United States of America? Whether his prosecution was politically motivated or not politically motivated, that's the question. And I think the same question that should apply to Hillary Clinton, it should apply to Joe Biden, it should apply to Mike Pence. Did they deliberately, undeliberately, knowingly, unknowingly do something that threatened the security of the United States of America after taking an oath saying that they would uphold the Constitution and preserve, protect, and defend this republic of ours? Now, that's what I'm concerned about. Did he actually do something wrong? If he did, then he needs to be punished. And the fact that Hillary Clinton skated is irrelevant.
Right, and I think that you're pointing out something that's been largely missed up until this exact moment. Did Howie Kurtz talk about it yesterday?
No, not
okay.
This specifically.
Well, and I think you're 100% right. We even talked to Scott McFarlane about it on Friday, and I never brought that particular point up, but that's an excellent point. You know, Hillary's a scofflaw, and she's done all kinds of things, and lots of folks don't like her. She's been investigated, and no charges filed, and even made it through the Trump administration with no charges filed. Okay, so that's a separate issue. President Trump, according to the affidavit, did take active steps to obfuscate, to lie, to tell people to lie, to move boxes so the FBI couldn't find him, knew he was wrong. He's on tape saying that he knew he was wrong and could no longer, even using his, telepathically is the exact, in legal terms, that's what he said he could do, is declassify things just by thinking about them, and that's called telepathy. So, but even the Justice Department says, no, after you're not president anymore, you even through your telepathy, you can't declassify things. And the funny thing is, in one of his conversations, the president knew that. He knew that all those opportunities to declassify those things had passed. And so that's what this is all about. Now, is it an indictable, felonious, heinous crime? No, maybe not. But it is definitely a violation of a law.
Well, no argument. I think it is a violation. I think Hillary Clinton violated the law, and I think she should have been punished. She should have been prosecuted for it. But on the other hand, Donald Trump can't say, these other people skated, so I should skate. That's not a defense. It's like I rob a bank, and I say, well, Willie Sutton robbed banks, and he didn't get arrested, so don't arrest me. I mean, that's not a valid point. The point is, did he knowingly or unknowingly do something that endangered the security of the United States of America? Now, we have to say he had the documents. Okay, so he had the documents. But if they were secured, if they were protected, if no one had access to them or he didn't wave them around in public, then probably there's no harm, no foul.
Because, but they weren't secure. They were in open bathrooms, and
well, I was
he
about
did
to
wave
say
them
that.
Around and show
if he
people.
Did wave them around and they were not secure, then he probably violated the law.
Right. So, and again, is it something that you should do jail time for? Obviously, he had the intent to hide these things, but nonetheless, he was the president, and of course, he brings all kinds of shortcomings to the office. So, is that indictable? You know, you would not, somebody who had a serious and persistent mental health problem, you wouldn't indict them if they did something wrong. Trump is the same way.
But the question,
of course, he's a narcissist, which is
okay,
a diagnosis.
Fair enough.
So, he's got that issue.
But the question is, why did he want them? Why did he have them? What was his intent in keeping those documents? Was it for future reference? Somewhere down the line, he wanted to write a book about his administration, and he needed background material. Did he take them because he intended to sell them to a foreign government? Did he keep them because he wanted to just have a party and show all his friends that he had secret stuff in his house? Why did he have them there? I can't, for the life of me, figure out why he wanted them, unless it was to write a book or for something in the future that he thought they'd be useful.
Well, I think he wanted to go through absolutely every paper that his administration produced, he wanted to go through them himself. And so he took all the boxes to Florida, and I believe he was sifting through some of them at some point.
He himself?
Yes.
He doesn't like to read, so I find that
wants to look at them, and anything that's classified, if it had been kept secret, he could have shredded or, you know, totally destroyed somehow, and maybe that would have, kept them to the secrets, kept it in the secrets category for a while. But, that's what I would think that he did. I don't think he intended to keep nuclear secrets and take them home. I think they just got caught up in the clippings and papers and daily briefings and stuff that he decided that he did want to keep and take with him. So,
well, let's face it. He left Washington in a rather chaotic state. And it was his own doing, and I'm sure he felt up to the last minute that Mike Pence was going to overturn the election and he was going to remain as president of the United States. When that didn't happen, I think he had to move stuff fast to get out of there. When it became obvious he was going to have to get out of there, the military would have removed him if he hadn't. So maybe being charitable, maybe stuff just got thrown in boxes that shouldn't have been thrown in boxes, and maybe he didn't exercise the proper care and control over what left. But people on his staff, I doubt that he packed. You saw the boxes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he personally packed them. He probably just
told people to take everything.
Well, or he told them to take, maybe he said to them, don't take any classified documents. And they did. Who knows?
It's funny that he had newspaper clippings in the mix. You can see it in one of the open boxes, which is kind of strange because, you know, he claimed to not read the newspapers. But somebody actually physically either saved the whole newspaper or saved a clipping from the paper. It's kind of funny.
But we can't ignore this. In other words, even if it is politically motivated, it's still a serious charge, and it needs to be adjudicated. And him calling the prosecutor, what did he call him? Deranged?
Marxist.
No, deranged.
Baseless claims. Marxist,
yeah, I mean, what good is that? Marxist scum, did he call him that?
No, Marxist, period.
Oh, okay.
But referring to all the Democrats in Washington, not specifically the prosecutor.
Well, I mean, the Democrats have a little dirty laundry, too, that should be aired and exposed and looked at and carefully
examined.
President
Biden. We have former President Trump has been indicted, and current President Biden has not yet been indicted. This is not a good place to be in.
Well, and the fact that they're claiming that the Justice Department is slow-walking any investigation into the Bidens, you know, and they said if this was Biden doing what Trump did, they would be, oh, this is not a story, nothing to see here. And that may be true. I don't know.
Yeah,
the Department of Justice certainly has some issues that need to be addressed and addressed sooner rather than later.
All right. On the right-hand side of the screen, you have one email.
Right.
We have three emails, so we'll read the
first
one.
We'll read EB's because it's on the point. I just got done reading the entire Trump indictment, and it's beyond damning. Conservatives can officially shut up forever about Hillary Clinton and Hunter Biden after this. Keeping classified documents in a bathroom, in a shower, waving around information about America's nuclear capabilities and those of other countries, it just goes on and on and on. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed for less than Trump has been accused of. The really appalling part is that you have the spineless Trump butt kissers like Jim Jordan, Lindsey Graham, and even our own Dan Muser trying to deflect from the seriousness of the Trump indictment by downplaying it and blaming it on the, quote, weaponization, unquote, of the DOJ. To fake news Stan and your other callers, and I'm sure who will defend Trump like the good little cult members they are, all I can say is read the entire indictment. Republican or Democrat, there is zero excuse for anyone to treat classified documents with such callousness. Face it, Trumpers, your cult leader is going to jail for the rest of his life. Lock him up! Lock him up! Signed,
no,
EB.
That's not that fast. It's lock him up.
Oh, okay.
Lock him up. You have to have the right pace if you're going to do
sorry.
The Hillary chant.
Well, she didn't put a comma or ellipsis between lock and him up.
Okay. Oh, yes. So there you
go. I read them as they write them, buddy.
I haven't listened to it, but one of the MSNBC anchors said that he read the entire indictment on one of his shows, cover to cover.
Oh, did he?
And the show is like an hour and a half, so... So I believe that's about how long it would take then to read it. So,
well, they were practically foaming at the mouth over at MSNBC.
Well, you know, and really, to the Republicans, this is the best thing that can happen to you. Get Trump off the top of the ticket. You're
Except
crazy.
He's raising money on it. I mean, that's what's unconscionable about this.
But he will lose voters over this.
If he said something like, listen, this is a serious allegation. I dispute it. It's not true. You know, and I'm going to fight it in court. Instead of calling people names and saying they're crooks and everybody and trying to deflect what he did by claiming other people did stuff worse, that's not really a good legal defense.
Yeah, your defense lawyer will say, stop saying that other criminals are worse than me.
Right.
All right, Stan, what's your view on all
this?
Oh,
it's fake news, Stan.
Yep. So, Joe, what you've been describing since the beginning of this show is pretty much a two-tiered justice system, isn't it?
Yep, it is, unfortunately.
And that is a big problem in this country. So when's it going to stop?
But it doesn't take away the seriousness of what Trump's charged with, though, Stan.
Did I say it did?
No, you didn't.
Okay. So my point is, again, people like EB, she's there, reckless handling of classified documents. Hey, EB, does leaving classified documents in the garage with your Corvette or in the Penn Biden Center in unlocked closets or closets that are accessible to anybody? Especially the Chi-Coms, considering they're the ones that funded the majority of the Penn Biden Center there in D.C. Does that allow them access to classified documents? I'd really like to hear EB's response.
Well, she doesn't respond about anything bad Democrats do, so I don't think you'll be hearing from her.
Yeah, I know. She's, you know, they're clean as the wind-driven snow and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, and, you know, they say this has never happened before. But it has. And Bill Clinton was sued by the Judicial Watch, about documents that he took after he left the White House. And as I think it was a Democrat, Obama-appointed judge, says that he had the right to make the decisions of what was and wasn't to be kept by the archivist and what he could keep. As the president, he had that right, nobody else. So there's precedent there. Let's see how this plays out.
But there's two different things here, Stan. There's the Presidential Records Act, under which they can get approval from the archivist to keep some documents or copies of documents if they apply for it. But there are other charges here under the Espionage Act, and they are far more serious and more deserving of a very close investigation.
Uh-huh. And Clinton didn't ask permission to take anything, from what I understood. He just took what he wanted because he said they were his. Now, whether it was classified in there, don't know. But we do know that Hillary had classified emails that on an open server that was accessible to anybody that wanted to hack into it. And we have nations all around this world that like to hack into public officials, don't we?
Yeah, yeah, they probably did. I don't know that we have evidence, but it would seem inconceivable that if you have 9,600 Russian hackers working 24/7, that they never came across Hillary's server.
Yeah, especially when I'm pretty sure it was an open secret in D.C. that she was using a non-governmental server.
An open secret.
Okay, but why do you think Trump kept them? And why do you think when they called him...
I don't know. I don't read minds, so I don't know.
Well, and let me finish. Okay, and when they called him...
One,
and when they called,
one theory.
And when they called him on it, why didn't he just turn them all over and say, listen, we were in a hurry. We may have made a mistake. Here, take a look. Take back anything you need. I'm sorry. Why couldn't he have just done that,
Translation,
Stan?
I left in a huff because I'm a little baby, and...
Well, that's
didn't.
Not what I said. Don't put those words in my mouth.
All right, go ahead, Stan.
As I said, I don't read minds, so I don't know what he was thinking. Now, there is a theory floating out there that amongst those documents was all the Crossfire Hurricane documents from the previous administration where they tried to get Trump during the election campaign of 2016.
Why would they be in the White House?
Why would they be in the White House? I don't know. And he may have not... You know, that stuff was in the National Archive, wasn't it? Because isn't that where all presidential papers are supposed to go?
Yeah, that's where they're supposed to go.
Or did Obama decide that they were his personal documents and he needed to take them? See, we don't know, do we?
Well, I'm not certain we know anything, really, for sure.
Exactly. So we will wait till the court case, because remember, a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. So,
is that a legal, an actual legal precedent?
Actually,
it's a prosecutor.
I will wait until it plays out. Now, we all know why this is happening, because the court process works slow. So all the hearings and stuff are going to take until the middle of next year, 2024, during the election season, to work its way through. We already know that the case in New York State with the communist Bragg is going to happen. I think the first hearings are in March or April. So we know this is happening, and we know this is why they're doing it. And it's always been to damage Trump, because they can never allow Trump to become president again. Because now, I don't know why he didn't do it this first term. I wish he had, to expose all the corruptness and crap that's going on, because we know there's plenty of it, starting at the top right now.
Okay.
Well, EB's responding to you. She says, as usual,
I'm going to put Stan on hold because he's going to yell something.
Fake news. Stan is spreading the new, spreading fake news. I said in my email that mishandling of classified material is unacceptable, regardless of party. Of course, he ignored that part because it didn't fit his fake news narrative. But EB, in fairness, you said that from now on, we conservatives can never talk about Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden or Biden's son. So, you know, you didn't exactly say that the Democrats were bad there.
Exactly, because there's plenty of examples of the Democrats doing the exact same thing and walking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, what was the guy's name that took and stuffed? He went to the National Archives during the Clinton administration. He was in it and stuffed documents in his socks and walked out of the National Archives. They were secrets. documents.
Well, you got me. I don't remember that one at
you
all.
You remember?
No, I remember that description, but I can't remember who did it. But it was kind of an incidental thing compared. It wasn't thousands of boxes.
Really incidental? Stealing classified documents from the National Archives? Not copies, the originals.
Well, how many boxes of documents did Trump have at Mar-a-Lago? I think that's...
I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows.
That's considered significant.
Well, somebody knows because somebody counted them.
Somebody thinks it's significant, but I think one set of documents in your socks is incidental compared, but still a felony, right? No argument there.
but nothing happened. He was given a slap on the wrist, and I don't think he ever returned the documents because I think they got destroyed. And if I remember right, they had something to do with Bin Laden and all that while Clinton was in office.
Okay. All right. We got to hit the road, sir.
So you have a great day. And EB, you have a great day worshiping at the feet of the Democrats. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right. We got open lines right now. Call us now. 570-743-9565 is the telephone number. That's 570-743-WKOK. Lots of folks still very concerned about Hillary Clinton. So 2016 rises up again. Well, 2015, I guess. It was 2014, 2015. She was investigated. When she was found to be, not acquitted because she didn't have a trial, but found not to have intentionally done all these terrible things.
Well, yeah, but these disappearing emails are certainly a concern.
All right, to you.
She apparently wiped them.
That was 2016. All right, so 2016 is alive and well here on our show today. 570-743-9565. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Play some catch up here. We're going to get these things. Start reading and then hit delete.
All right, well, we read this one from EB, and so we will get rid of that one. And then we have one from Craig that says, I wonder if everything would have been swept under the rug and no charges filed against Trump if Melania had conducted a meeting on an airport tarmac in Phoenix with Merrick Garland to talk about their kids.
Well, if we have a two-tier justice system, she'd be in hot water.
Well, she probably would be. Let's see here. We have one from Dave who says, does EB stand for extra Biden? It might.
Hit delete. There you go.
Okay, it might. And then
hit delete.
No, I was about to call the next one up.
Don't announce who that's from.
And that was Sandy Berger. He had documents in his pants, socks, etc. Sandy Berger. Okay.
I say incidental. Yeah, now that I hear it, I guess he was a bigger deal than just an incidental thing. So
well,
hit delete. Come on, you can do it.
No, but I wonder what happened. Who had to pull the documents out of Sandy Berger's pants? Not a job I think most of us would want, right?
I think they waited till he was home.
And then another one. I think this is also from a fellow named Craig. Let me see if it's to the bottom. So my mouse is giving me a fit here today.
Okay, well, maybe you have dead batteries.
Plus, maybe
your mouse isn't working.
That could possibly be.
Hold on.
All right, that's
on.
Too wide.
Yeah, but I wanted to answer your silly question. Who signed it? And Craig
okay.
did.
Okay. Trump has been indicted for the exact crime that was also committed by Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. The only difference is Hillary and Biden weren't presidents and had no authority to be stashing classified documents at the time. Hillary washed the hard drives and hammered the phones to destroy the evidence. Classified documents were found on Carlos Danger's laptop, which she evidently forgot she had sent to Yuma Abedin, Anthony Weiner's wife. And, of course, Carlos Danger was his nom de plume or whatever you want to call it. Okay. But never mind. According to the FBI Director James Comey, what a disgrace of a man, Hillary didn't intend to put the nation at risk with her unprotected rogue server. He didn't pursue charges, even though he said it's likely the server was hacked by foreign governments. Hillary got off scot-free. And Biden? Well, he stored classified documents in his garage, and according to CNN, the documents referred to his dealings with the Ukraine. Joe, the co-host of the program, mentioned that Biden's giving them back somehow exonerated him. Yeah, he gave them back all right, so they'd never see the light of day because they would reveal the money funnel between the Biden family and the Ukraine. The main thing is this: Obama is at the heart of all these scandals. He knew he was going on both with what was going on with both with Hillary and his Vice President Biden and Hunter. He had authority over the policy that Biden bargained for, and he traded illicit emails with Hillary, and his administration presided over Hillary and the Democrat Party colluding with the Russians against candidate Trump. This whole fraudulent legal pursuit of Trump and the Mar-a-Lago raid is designed to serve the Democrats in two ways: eliminate Trump as a presidential candidate in 2024 and protect Obama's legacy from being exposed for the corrupt administration that it was.
Well, yeah, hopefully they'll be successful in eliminating Trump as a candidate, because that would open it up for somebody that could actually beat President Biden.
Well,
of course, Trump can.
Bill Barr said if half of what's alleged in the indictment is true, he's toast.
Right. So that'll be the end of him. Hopefully, they'll be able to expedite. I'm sure President Trump won't ask for an expedited trial, but it is feasible to do that under certain circumstances.
It is, but he won't. He'll want it to drag out. He's raising money off of it.
So he can get more money.
Right.
What was that?
That was my phone.
Oh, that's right. You don't know how to mute your phone. I forgot.
I do know how to mute it. I forgot I had to turn it off.
I don't think you do know how to mute your phone. I've never seen any evidence of that. But anyway, moving on. Thank you for all those great emails. Much appreciated. We'll take more comers at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM, and our phone will be open during the 9 a.m. hour. This is WKOK Sunbury, 9 a.m. Good morning.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings.
What's so funny about saying greetings, if I may ask?
Nothing. You hang your head in shame like you don't want to be here or something.
I'm not hanging my head in shame.
Oh, you're just looking down at your phone?
Yeah, I'm looking at my phone to try and figure out how to mute it so you don't say to me, "You doesn't know how to mute his phone."
So you're still trying to figure it out. I'll tell you what you should do.
What should I do?
This is what I always do when my phone vexes me, is Google, "Why can't I mute my Samsung S21 or whatever it happens to be?" So you do that.
All right, I will Google it.
And I think it'll give you something to do. Plus, there's two emails that you don't even know about yet.
I know about them. I see them right there.
You know about them. Okay. What do they say?
One says, Trump didn't destroy evidence. Hillary washed hard drives, deleted emails, and smashed phones. And you say the comparison is irrelevant?
Well, I think Hillary probably should have been prosecuted.
Well, I do, too.
And if President Obama's Justice Department didn't do it, why didn't President Trump? I mean, he had 4 years to get things squared away. Could he have not found something indictable?
Well, maybe he could. Maybe he didn't look. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe he didn't care. Maybe he wasn't there for retribution. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I believe he was there for that.
Sorry. All right. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Call us now. Of course, the Hillary Clinton similarities are being brought up and talked about, but that doesn't in any way diminish what Mr. President Trump did do, which is to take documents to Florida, boxes and boxes, hide them in unsecure rooms, obfuscate when asked by the FBI if he had any such things, even asked aides to move them around. After the FBI would search one thing one day, they'd move things to where they'd already searched in order so the FBI couldn't see them in another room. And, of course, none of them were declassified, and the president admitted on tape that the thing he could no longer declassify things. That's Jim Jordan did a terrible job yesterday on CNN. He was on their morning show, and the hostess asked him, what about this that he knew? And he just would not admit that President Trump knew that once he was out of the White House, he couldn't even telepathically declassify things, or he should have. I love that term, telepathically, just thinking about them. Yeah, it turns out that's actually not a real thing. Anyway, On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Call us at 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WDKOK. You can email us at onthemark@WDKOK.com and text us at 70236. We do have some emails for Joe to go through, and he'll be ready to check texts as soon as he figures out how to mute his phone. A section of I-95 collapsed on Sunday. You know about this.
The incident began with a tanker fire under the highway near the Cottman Avenue exit in the northeast section of the city at around 6:20 a.m. While crews contained the blaze, the freeway above could not be saved. Governor Josh Shapiro.
As has been reported, the northbound side of I-95 has completely collapsed, and the southbound side is not structurally sound to carry any traffic over it.
No injuries were reported. Repair of this section of highway is expected to take several months. The governor will issue a disaster declaration today, which will bring federal funds for immediate repairs.
Tory Gates, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Montour County Emergency Management Agency set to stage a full-scale active shooter exercise today. The drill will be in conjunction with state police, law enforcement, local law enforcement, Danville School District, and numerous first responders. They'll be at the Liberty Valley Intermediate School from 2 to 8 p.m. A former federal prosecutor is seeking the state attorney general's office in 2024.
Joe Kahn is a former prosecutor for the U.S. Attorney's Office and the Philadelphia DA's office. He has also served as Bucks County Solicitor. He is known for his leadership of corruption investigations in Allentown and Redding. The 47-year-old Democrat from Doylestown says he aims to tackle corporate and political corruption. Kahn is the second Democrat following former Auditor General Eugene DePasquale to announce a run for the nomination.
Tory Gates, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
AP reporting President Joe Biden this week is set to attend his first political rally since launching his 2024 re-election bid in April as he steps up his political activity before the end of the fundraising quarter. Biden will attend a rally in Philadelphia Saturday, which will be hosted by area unions, according to a campaign spokesman. And they say the unions are a key constituency in a city and state crucial to President Biden's 2024 prospects. President Biden's campaign isn't expected to host its own large-scale rallies until next year, following the timetable of former President Barack Obama.
Well, I understand this will be a lunchtime event since he can't go out at night.
I was just wondering. Isn't that funny? Yeah, it's not a nighttime event. What is between 10 and 2, or is
10
open?
And 10 to 4.
Oh, 10 to 4. Okay, so they got to get everything in between there.
Right.
And finally, Joe, you've been hearing a lot about AI and how we're going to be in deep trouble very soon because
yes,
of this.
Been.
Well, there's more technology that's being tested that tries to prevent falls for the elderly. Now, this is, I'm not saying this because you're elderly. I'm saying because you like AI, okay? The project Move More, Live More says it can detect signs of falls by older people up to 32 days before they occur.
Really?
Right. Participants wear a smartwatch which monitors how active they are, their sleep cycle, heart rate, and so on. And then they wear certain motion detectors that start to detect when individuals for just a moment lose their balance for a few split seconds, and that when those distances between losing your balance for a quick second and catching it, when it starts to get longer, the device has been accurate at predicting falls 100% of the time. It's still in its testing stages. So, you know, of course, when somebody...
Have you thought of the fact the device might in some way trip you?
Trip you up to cause a seizure to make
right,
it fall over.
Make you fall over.
No, it doesn't actually say that. It does come with some large black sandbags for you to test it so you can see if it'll detect your falls.
You're well, it might detect President Biden's.
Right, exactly. All right. We got callers standing by, so why don't you read that email and then we'll get our good callers.
Doug says, from what I understand, I'm the past. I'm the past?
In the past, I think.
In the past, all right. In the past, when presidents leave the White House, the government buys or rents a warehouse building close to where the former president will live and takes documents from the White House there to go through later. Again, from what I understand, this service was not offered to Trump. It was up to him to get them and to where he wanted to store them. If this is true, then to me, it looks like the Justice Department or whoever was setting Trump up because they knew some laws would be violated. Yes, just as they set up January 6th so they could use it to stop Trump, I'm also sure that Obama, who spied on Trump, is behind everything that's going on, because we know that the incompetent guy who thinks he's president now is not capable of doing this or of running the country.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. One thing's for sure, Joe Biden didn't conceive of this whole debacle. Excellent point, Doug. I agree with you there. But, yeah, well, I think Trump is, maybe somebody did try to trip him up, but I think President Biden, or Trump, should take some responsibility for this instead of just denying it. Or
have you ever heard Donald Trump say, it was my fault, I made a mistake, I should have done this, or I should have done that?
Okay, well, I got
I don't
you.
Think introspection is on his calendar, to
okay,
be honest with
you. All righty. Dan from New Berlin, thank you for waiting. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yes, we know he's the best president in your lifetime, Dan, and he walks on water, so go from there.
Moving on.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Joe, you can mock me all
you want.
You're too proud to admit you're living in a banana republic for all practical purposes. And I wouldn't be very happy about that. Right now, the government puts in who they want. And I didn't fully realize this till 2020, when they put in the government with the Justice Department all against Trump. They put in the candidate who they wanted, and I agree with the people. I don't think Trump will ever win 2024. Anybody Trump like will not win. It'll either be a Sino-Republican or a Democrat that they can manipulate and handle. It won't be nobody that's willing to stand up for we the people in a representative republic. We don't have it anymore. And I hate to say that, but that's the way it is. We're living in a banana republic.
Let me ask you this question, Dan.
It's not really funny at all.
What was wrong with George Bush as a president? What was wrong with him? What was wrong with his dad?
Things go.
Like what?
We kept going backwards.
What did he let go?
He didn't stand up against the swamp.
Well, what did he let go, Dan? You said he let things go. What did he fail to do as president?
Well, a lot of things.
Everything.
He didn't. For instance, he didn't care about the trade at all. He would gladly ship everything to China. Let them. They got control of. They had built almost all our stuff. You go into Walmart. All that went backwards under Bush, and nobody cared that. They were getting control of everything. No one cared at all till Trump came along. The first guy that mentioned all the trade going overseas was Ross Perot, and it kept getting worse and worse and worse. And here we are. China owns land in our country. They're involved in business, and the Bushes were just slower at destroying the republic than the Democrats. That's the only difference. A little bit slower. You vote for one, you got the same thing, only on a slower scale. That's the difference.
You got your answer, Joe. Are you happy now?
Yeah.
Well, and I think that with the President Bush's... let me ask you this, Dan, since you mentioned that if the government now picks the next president, why did they pick Trump in 2016?
Accident.
Oh,
they,
I got you.
They thought Trump was so what they thought, what we didn't think. They thought Trump was that disgusting. They thought, oh, a guy like that will never win. Never. The news media bought into it. They said, well, Trump won't win. He can't. But they did have a backup plan through the Justice Department. We'll throw mud at him. If he does win, we'll make it so bad that we'll get him out of office. Well, that didn't happen. And to this very day, they're still throwing mud and nothing sticks. And Joe, if I was a gambler, I'd bet you a box of donuts and the largest coffee you can drink from Eagle Nest that Trump will not be. They'll have nothing on him in this case either. He will not be in an orange jumpsuit. He'll still have his orange hair, but he won't be in an orange jumpsuit.
That'll be the extent of his orange.
But the next indictments will be the same thing.
Have you read the indictment? Have you read the indictment? Have you read the whole indictment against President Trump?
No.
Does it concern you at all? Does any part of it concern you at all?
Oh,
as an American citizen.
It's concerning, but it's all an indictment. They can say anything in there as they did before. Look how many times they tried to get Trump, and every time the news media, they were sitting on the edge of seats, we're finally going to get rid of the orange man.
But Dan,
and
if it's a law...
every time it was a bunch of BS.
But
and
Dan,
out here at New Berlin, we know what BS is.
But Dan, he had documents that he shouldn't have had. And there's evidence and testimony and even a tape of himself saying that he's abused those things, that he didn't handle them properly.
Right, and he can't declassify them any further, even telepathically.
He admitted he couldn't declassify the things he was waving around.
Have the two-tier, as was mentioned earlier.
But that doesn't exonerate him. Does that exonerate him? Does that mean we don't prosecute him because we didn't prosecute somebody else?
There you have your banana republic. Yeah, you put
well, you didn't
it,
answer
you
my question, Dan.
You make strict laws on the ones you hate, and you let the other ones slip by. If that isn't a banana republic, and then I'm not sure what is. And you know, it's unbelievable.
So, in other words, Trump's defense.
Away with.
Trump's defense is that somebody else did it and wasn't prosecuted, therefore I should be able to do it and not be prosecuted.
Well, I don't know what he actually did yet, so I'm not going to say
I think we do know what
anything,
he actually did.
Yeah, I think we do know what he did.
It's a two-tier justice system, that's all. And it's an injustice system.
I got you.
Like Trump mentioned that.
Yep.
And he's right. You'd have to live in a cave not to know that for 7 years they've been out to get Trump.
Okay, I'll concede you that point.
He's not even in office now, and they're still out to get him.
Dan, I'll concede you that point. I believe President Trump was treated very unfairly from the very start by the media and by the opposite party. I don't think they gave him a fair chance. I don't think they gave him the benefit of the doubt. And any instance I can think of where they gave him the benefit of the doubt. But on the other hand, he's played into what they're trying to do to him by his reckless and callous behavior. And that means to me that part of his problems are self-made. He did it himself. He didn't have to take documents he had no right to. He's not a stupid guy. He knew what the law was, and he chose to violate it. And then now he doesn't want to face the consequences. He wants to say, well, it's a two-tier justice system. They didn't prosecute Hillary, so they shouldn't prosecute me. That's really no defense.
He has a good point, and they shouldn't, but,
no.
But we don't know what we don't know. But we don't know what he took, what he did, is it important?
All right, we got to hit the road.
Is it really crucial?
Thank you.
Okay.
We don't know that. And I say it's just poppycock.
Okay.
That's all that they're just trying to. It's another indictment. And what they want to do is keep Trump from office. And they're going to do it, Joe,
okay.
One way or the other. And I hate to say what the other might be. Because they do not want anybody to drain
we gotta go.
Swamp because okay. it's so deep.
Okay, Dan. Thank you.
You guys have a good day.
Hey, you too, buddy. Thanks for calling in. All right, we got to hit the button, and then we're going right to Mike. We'll be right back.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
All right, Mike from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Joe and Mark, thanks for taking my call. Joe, you had put a question to Dan about how did Trump get elected? You know, because I think you were saying, or he was saying, that they pick who they want, and you countered it with, how did Trump get elected? Do I remember that correctly?
Now, that was Mark that said that, though.
Yep, it's 100% correct. That's an actual sequence that was on the air earlier.
Yes, you're absolutely right, though. Just had the wrong person saying it.
Okay, so how did Trump get elected? Well, number one, I don't think anybody on the left, the Democrats, thought he had any chance. If you remember the White House Correspondents' Dinner when Obama was president, Obama was up there and he was making fun of Trump. He said, "I heard Trump was running for president as a independent." And Obama says, "I thought he was running as a joke." And that whole crowd of media people, they burst into laughter and carried on and what have you, and Trump just sat there and stewed. And if, in my opinion, and again, I don't make my opinions based on what I hear in the mainstream media, okay? I think that's the last place a human being should go if they just want to go there and form their opinions. It's okay to touch base there and hear what they're talking about, but I just don't think that's really where you need. You need to talk to people that aren't just reading from a teleprompter, or listen to people that aren't talking from a teleprompter, that have experience, expertise in the field that they're talking about, rather than just presenting the quote news. And I, in my opinion, to Trump, and this wasn't that way in the beginning, okay? I wasn't a real supporter of Trump in the beginning, but as things got rolling and I heard more about him and what his plans were, I thought that he would be the guy, you know, definitely better than Hillary Clinton. And the reason I say that now is because I do think that in terms, the way my vision is, that Donald Trump was basically either America's death rattle or the last gasp, okay? He was the last chance that we had to keep this country free, basically an economic engine, and not fall prey to the people that want to rule the world. And again, this sounds like insanity and craziness that I'm talking about, but if we just go back a couple of years and hear all the things that were claimed about the pandemic, and if you claimed different than that, you were insane and crazy. And I just feel that I told you what I thought about Trump, you know, America's last gasp and the death rattle. I'm going to tell you what I think about the Democrats. I have a lot of friends that are extremely smart, much, much smarter than me, or smarter than I'll ever be, but they are so enamored with Biden that he's basically a god and Trump is a devil, and they won't listen to anything other than their position, okay? Now, I think that the Democrats, like them, they're good people, but they're just misinformed. And when I say misinformed, it goes back to that phrase, useful idiots, okay? I think they are helping with the downfall of this country. And the reason for that is, you know, you remember that everybody said, well, the Germans, they were, you know, at the, working at the concentration, they were just following orders.
Right.
Well, let's think about it. We have a southern border that is not technically being controlled. And my belief is what's happening there is illegal. Yet, our border security people are doing what they're told, okay? And there's a lot of pressure on people to do what they're told. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their pensions. They don't want to lose their house or their family and their livelihood, okay? And I don't think that, you know, the Democrats think that, you know, that they're really, you know, pulling the wool over our eyes. You know, they're getting people in the congressional districts that they want to flip now. And they, you know, there's talk about a replacement population and all that. I don't believe this is happening on the Democrat level. I think it's happening at a much higher level. You know, people that actually, you know, want to control the world. They want basically a one world government. They don't want a democracy. They don't want freedom. And what precipitated this call was I was looking at a clip, and I'm kind of jumping around here, but I was looking at a clip from 1980, January 1980, and if any of you people that are familiar with the Carter years, you know what I'm talking about. The gas lines, the economy was a mess. If you needed a job, good luck trying to find one unless you knew somebody or had an in. And this Milton Friedman fella, who used to be held in high esteem by PBS and in the liberal population, he sat down and he made a comment. He said, if we want to solve our energy problem, we need to basically get rid of the Department of Energy. We have to get rid of there was a tax that they put on oil companies for making big profits, and then basically deregulate, essentially, okay? And that's essentially what Trump tried to do when he came in, and he turned our energy policy around. And the second Biden got in there, he just stepped on the throat of energy, and you see what we have now. We have inflation, and much of it is caused by the energy. And I just think that the people in power want America to come down.
Well, let's explain. Let me ask you to explain your last gasp theory. You know, I think this republic is held together pretty well through good presidents and bad presidents, through trying times, through boom times, through bust times. We've held together, and I think we will again. I think the American people are a lot stronger than you might give them credit for, Mike.
I'm not diminishing anybody. What I'm saying is past performance is not indicative of future results. The past really is irrelevant. Because there's so many, in my mind, there's so many variables that are happening. Who would have believed that at least 5 million people now have come across this border from, you know, almost 200 countries, most that don't speak English, most that have no idea what it is to be an American. They couldn't find the Constitution if you put them next to Independence Hall, okay? So how are they going to be part of the American dream, the American society?
Well, they'll never be citizens if they don't understand the Constitution and can't answer the questions about American history.
The Constitution is nowhere near independence.
I mean, you obviously don't believe George Santayana when he said those who do not understand the past or learn from the past are doomed to repeat it.
I had three kids that barely could speak that became citizens that were brought in from foreign countries, okay? So, you know, what you're saying wasn't true for them. And go back to the border. Who would believe that we're seeing this in our own eyes? And not only are they coming across the border, there's now being reported from people, the independent news agencies, that people are being directed to go to specific congressional districts. Now, my friends on the left are going to say I'm really out there on the edge of the plank talking like this.
He's,
you know,
really
that I'm crazy
out there on the edge of the plank.
I'm telling you, I believe these people when they say that.
All right, but you know, if your hypothesis is
20 before the election, they predicted that this stuff was going to be happening like it was, and I didn't believe them then.
Okay.
I believe him now.
We got to take a break. But listen, if your hypothesis is that President Biden has screwed up this country, I'm with you 100%. But if you think that Donald Trump is the savior, no, I don't think Donald Trump is. The idea we need a man on a white horse is kind of like how Hitler came into power. But what we need are principles that Donald Trump
worked for during his administration by someone who is far less volatile and far less polarizing.
We can glue this country back together. All right, we got you, Mike. Thank you so much, sir.
Agree with you 100%, Joe.
All right, thanks. All righty. We'll take a quick break as promised. 570-743-9565. We're trying to analyze why Hillary's... No, we're not. We've established that Hillary's guilty.
It's a banana republic. Would you like a banana, sir?
And Joe's South American accent's not doing too good today.
Would you like a chorus of Yes, We Have No Bananas?
That would be more appropriate. All right. 570-743-9565. You can email us as four individuals have done at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at that at least two individuals have done at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Am I on the air?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And now you get to see behind the scenes.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me expand this. Go ahead.
EB had another comment. She says, wow, somebody needs to get Dan some professional help. His blind worship of Trump has caused him to believe crazy, detached from reality stuff. Trump could admit complete guilt and Dan would be like, well, the Democrats hypnotized him and made him say that. Lay off the Kool-Aid for a while, Dan, or at least offer up some proof for your absurd claims, which you definitely cannot do. Signed, EB.
Well, let's look in at Mar-a-Lago and see what's happening right now. Just stare at the watch, left and right. You're getting very sleepy. I knew it.
You are the president.
I knew it. Go ahead. Van, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. I don't think Dan, I know Dan doesn't worship Trump. He worships the Lord Jesus Christ, but that's besides the point. Joe, you said about we don't need a man on a white horse. What's that mean?
That means a strong leader. We have a constitution that protects our country. We don't need one strong leader to tell us how to run things and do stuff. We don't need a dictator.
Yeah, we won't find one if we're looking for one.
Well, here's the thing, and maybe apparently you're ignorant of where that term comes from, or maybe you do know.
No, brother.
It's a brother.
Here we go. In Scripture, they talk about white horses, and it's an opportunity to... Anyway, go ahead.
It's just a Bible term, and the one that's coming on a white horse is the Antichrist. And you can mock. Your time for mock is going to soon be over, because this world has got a short time before the Antichrist shows up. And you may not believe in a one world government coming, and you're going to find out it's going to come. We're going to have an economic collapse. Things are going to get really bad. And you can sit and mock and laugh. The American people may be strong, but the trouble is we've reached a point where our government is very tyrannical. And like Dan said about a banana republic, when they can take a former president and continually attack him and go after him repeatedly until they finally get something that sticks, and maybe this time it will stick, but the thing is, they won't go after anybody else that's guilty of the very same thing. Now, does that make it right? Well, when you use the Department of Justice as a way of defeating political opponents and doing away with them, and Trump may end up going to jail for maybe 20 years. He'd spend the rest of his life in jail. Now, does that seem like a sentence that's equated to the crimes that he's accused of doing here? I don't think so. I don't think people on January 6th that got sentenced for 18 years deserved to be in jail that long. Why wasn't the cop that shot Ashley Babbitt, why wasn't he tried? His life was not threatened. And if you haven't watched the video, then you ought to go watch it. Because when he shot that woman, the people that were there, they did not swarm the guy and attack him. They tried to assist her to try to save her life, but she was shot in the neck and she died.
Okay, well, I'm not arguing that.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, there is.
The shooting was investigated, so I'm not certain that... maybe his life wasn't in danger per se, but I think he was still doing his job. His job was to keep people out of the... keep rioters out of the White House, and he may have felt that superseded that. But in any event, the shooting was justified. If people tried to attack the White House, police officers should get a certain number of weapons, and they're to use them.
if that shooting was justified, he would have been justified to unload the rest of his pistol into those that were standing there with her.
My recollection of the video was that after he shot her, that the pressure on the doors eased. Probably because people were taking care of her.
That's the thing. There was a door between them. He could have retreated farther, and he was not being threatened. And again, that's all beside the point.
Right.
The thing,
good point.
One of the points I want to get across is this, that, Joe, you ask about what George Bush ever did wrong. Well, you think back, weapons of mass destruction, he mocked that there were no weapons of mass destruction ever found. And we went into Iraq and destroyed that country because of weapons of mass destruction that never existed. And what we saw, what George Bush did when the World Trade Center was attacked, he didn't even treat that like a crime scene. Back in 93, when the World Trade Center bombing took place, that was treated and it became the biggest crime scene ever to be investigated by the FBI, and they determined who was behind it. When the World Trade Center attack took place, they took and they cleaned it up and got rid of everything, didn't treat it like a crime scene. But amazingly, they supposedly found passports of these guys that was on these people that hit the World Trade Center, and we all saw the big flame of fire, and somehow, miraculously, out of everything that was ever found, the black box was never found, but they found passports from these terrorists that survived that. Amazing. I think we've been duped. I think this whole country is run by globalists. They submit. We don't have a president that leads this country. We haven't for years. They submit to globalists. They do exactly what they're told. That's why our military has been used like it's been for years to police the world.
All right, we got you.
If you believe that, not.
All right.
I still think
that we have to rely on our Constitution, Van. We have to insist that our leaders enforce it. When they take an oath to preserve, protect, and defend it, we need to hold them to that oath. And we need to make certain that they're held to that oath, no matter what party they are.
I agree with you, but here's the deal. The Patriot Act that was shoved through after 9/11, that is the very act that they're using to prosecute these people under domestic terrorism. And that's why these people that get up and speak out at school board meetings, they're told to shut up, and they're threatened under laws of domestic terrorism that they will be arrested if they continue doing that.
All right, we got you. All right, thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate your call. Thank you, sir.
All right, 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. Joe, you got a screen full of words you can choose.
Yes, Tom says the 30% is really fired up today over their orange leader being in legal jeopardy yet again. As usual, the host and co-host are playing the good cop, bad cop game. Things never change. The 70% see right through this nonsense. Trump is toast. Lock him up. Lock him up. Lock him up.
You still don't
Signed
have the
Tom.
Right pace of the yelling.
I'm terribly sorry.
Over here.
Headline, Trump names Hunter Biden as his running mate so the Department of Justice will stop investigating him. There may be some ironic truth to that.
Okay. And this
okay,
is a
then
biggie.
A text here. Joe, without moral and just leaders, the Constitution cannot stand. The majority of leaders don't protect and defend the Constitution. They violate it. That's part of what I agree with you in part. You know, I think Donald Trump has violated it. At least he's been accused of violating it.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Joe Biden. We need to investigate this stuff. I've said before in this program, if Donald Trump and Joe Biden are the best we can do in this country for president,
we're not doing really well.
Well,
it's not the best we can do. It's the best we can get elected. That's the key.
And then a message to Mike. Mike, you're walking in conspiracy territory. Oh, wait. The conspiracy theories keep coming true with the
New World Order.
You just have to listen to their words, okay?
This is new up at the top.
All right. The news media made Trump polarizing by their constant lies about him. He may be brash at times, but the direct approach is refreshing. Yeah, it is up to a point. I'll agree with you on that. Up to a point. And let's see. Mark, unprotected room? Mar-a-Lago is heavily guarded by the Secret Service. Well, there's a point.
Right, but in the indictment, the Secret Service says they don't protect property. They protect people. They protect the president. They don't worry about the... I mean, they obviously
the
keep intruders off the... But they don't protect it from hacking or burglary or things like that. They're just there for the president, and they're not present at all whatsoever when the president isn't there. But that's just the indictment. statement. So they could be wrong. I have a feeling the Secret Service is lying about that.
Then someone asked the question, or you move away.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What are the chances the tanker fire in Philadelphia that collapsed the I-95 bridge was a terrorist attack? Terrorists have crossed the border, which is wide open.
Okay.
Good point.
All right. This is new at the time.
And only tyrants arrest their political opponents, Mao, Stalin, Hitler, and Biden.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's all of them, isn't it? Trump didn't destroy evidence. Oh, no, we read that.
Oh, we did. Okay,
yeah,
we're current on the text. Now you got one 300-word email, and then we'll take the break.
This is a long one. I'm rather sure the only reason Trump would have taken the military secrets that would be our way to protect the United States is because it's obvious where that info would have gone if it were Joe Biden's corrupt, crooked hands. China, where else? Joe Biden is a real surprise to many people, and his behavior is unbelievable to those who believe in him. One day, and I pray it's not too many days, these people who blindly support him will finally wake up and believe what is uncovered regarding this hollow puppet of many communists who are operating him like a puppeteer would a wooden figure on strings. Please, punctuation.
Okay, would it kill you to put a comma in there?
A comma, just a couple of commas would make it a lot easier.
And the funny thing is, this is the smartest woman in the world. She knows how to use punctuation.
Absolutely unreal how any person who served this government for as long as Joe Biden did would act like he does or allow anyone to manipulate him the way they do. His wife, Jill. Well, she certainly loves the limelight and not her husband, or she would never allow him to make such a fool of himself like she does. One big problem that I see in here is most people don't listen to the news and refuse to do so. How in the world can they have any opinion of the way things are without at least being aware of what is being said in the yay or nay? Many of the people only listen to the networks who spew total support for Biden rather than being open-minded and pursuing all of the network channels to see what all the fuss is about. I venture to guess a large percentage of the young and old out there have no idea of the bribes Biden took and the money he funneled in for not only his family, but for he himself, the big guy. Really?
Boy, the punctuation's perfect. There.
Yeah, there. This is totally corrupt leader of the finest country in the world, the United States of America. We are being operated by Joe's Democratic administration like a banana republic.
Yeah,
that's about the fourth time we've heard that
today.
Well,
this email came in before they started talking about it.
And I think all the money going over to the Ukraine is, for the most part, funneled right back to the Biden family. How about taking that money and give away Joe and rebuild our military? Oh, heck no. Let China move in on us and take over. That a boy, Joe. I hope many of you caught up in the program on Fox last night of Life, Liberty, and Levin. Great show and so informative.
Yeah, that was interesting. I did see that. And also CNN had a great documentary on the Mar-a-Lago indictments. So a lot of good cable last night. All right. We're going to take a quickie break. We will take some final words on this President Trump topic, and then we'll talk about something else.
Like what?
No, just this. Okay. 570-743-9565 is the open line. Call us now. 570-743-9565. 100% open line, so there's no waiting to get on the radio. And you can email us, as half a dozen people have done today, at onthemark@wkok.com. I think I just closed the whole text program altogether. Sorry. All right. And you can text us as soon as I reopen the program at 7023-6, include the keyword OTM.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, got one brand new text, but we'll take more comers telephonically or emailically.
570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. I want to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. Where do they have decades, even a century of experience? Well, that would be the Sunbury Motor Company. They've been towing vehicles for over 100 years, and they typically tow you, and they'll take you to the garage, too, if you need to be given a ride in the tow truck. But they repair vehicles there. They've had fabulous repair garages for decades, and now they got it all split up. Passenger cars are over in the quick lane, and you get super great, fantastic, wonderful deluxe service there. Or if you got a great big tractor, trailer, truck, or something in between, they can take you over to the truck bay, or just what I think is called the regular garage, which is over in the main sales building, and it's an opportunity. That's where they get cars ready to go to head out on after they've been purchased and wash them up and make sure everything's perfect and the gas tank's filled up over the regular garage. But they also have an alignment shop, a body shop, and the parts department, the quick lane, and then, of course, new car sales, Ford, Hyundai, and Kia, brand new vehicles. Let's suppose you got a commute coming up and you're going to change jobs and you want to head down to Harrisburg and commute. Kia, Hyundai, Ford have fantastic vehicles that will set you out. If you absolutely positively have to go, whether it's snowing or not, maybe the Ford Escort, the all-wheel drive SUV that gets ultra-high gas mileage on the highway would be perfect. Maybe you're going to take the whole crew down there. Well, the Hyundai or Kia minivans are going to be perfect. But the Sunbury Motor Company's got the vehicle for you. SunburyMotors.com. They would love to do business with you. I think this is new.
Yes, it is new. It says, Joe, how do you hold violators of the Constitution accountable when the courts fail to do so? What is the penalty when they do? You know, I like to think the system works, that if you are brought up on charges, right, you have a trial, a jury of your peers makes the decision whether or not the prosecution has presented enough evidence to convict you. You don't always agree with that. Is it a perfect system? No. But it beats taking somebody out in the backyard and shooting them because you don't like the way they acted or the way they thought or the way they did things. You know, we have an imperfect form of government. I forget who it was who said it, but, you know, that what we have here in this country is not a great system of government at all, but it's far better than anything else that exists in the world. And I think that's true. We should love it, preserve it, and protect it. We should want to know whether Donald Trump is guilty of these charges. We should want to know whether Joe Biden has skated. We should want to know whether Hunter Biden sold influence through his father. We should want to know all these things. And, you know, we can't just say, oh, we're Democrats, so we don't want to know whether Joe Biden did anything wrong. We just want to know what that crook Donald Trump did.
Or you're a Republican and you only want to know if Hunter did.
I want to know it all. I mean, I'd like to think that we elect honest people as our leaders. I'd like to think that.
Well, it's that hope, you know. We have hope that our next president will be a natural-born leader that will be able to help us, maybe not on a white horse, as Van pointed out, that we'll never find such a person, but maybe we'll find somebody that would be a good president. You know, do you see that in the people waiting in the wings in the Democratic Party for Joe Biden to, I was going to say expire, but that sounds not medical expiration. I mean, his term to expire in office, or do you see that in, let's see, Senator Lewis, the candidate who's running for office? Is that the person who it's going to be?
Senator Lewis?
That's running for president.
You mean Senator Tim Scott?
Yes. Thank you.
Senator Lewis?
Thank you. I'm getting my famous, wonderful black leaders blended together here. Or Mike Pence. I heard some of his remarks over the weekend. Just a fantastic interview. So, you know, and I think like a Mike Pence, Tim Scott ticket. The other thing is you have to blend some of these guys together. Or Chris Christie and, you know, Ron DeSantis. Would that be a good day? Well, never mind. That wouldn't be a good ticket. But Asa Hutchinson. And that Vivek Ramaswamy, I think, fantastic answers to the right questions.
I always remember how Warren G. Harding got elected. He said, we need not nostrums, but normalcy. You know, we need to calm down. We need to take a step back. Well, it turned out he had one of the most corrupt administrations ever in the history of the country. But he had the right idea for the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've had so much flamboyance. We've had so much shoot-from-the-hip type government, both on the right and the left, that we need to take a step back and try and find somebody who represents what's best in America. That's why I like Tim Scott. Here's a guy who pulled himself up by his own bootstraps.
He has the American dream firmly implanted in his head, and I think he loves and respects this country for the opportunities it gave him.
Well, that's the Nikki Haley, Mike Pence way. Just good old-fashioned GOP, not flamboyant, but just great leadership. We'll see, folks. We'll talk about it tomorrow. This is WKOK Sunbury.